following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Wilson Birthdays. Hey, we have an awesome guest for you today. Here's the thing. We know that a lot of people are still at home, unable to come to church in person. One of the reasons why we are doing Wilson Wednesdays and introducing new couples to you is that there's a certain family orientation that we have at Refuge. And we thought, Bethany and I, we get to know the family at Refuge pretty well because we're there all the time and connecting. And it would be really cool for some of those maybe who can't get out in the season to just be introduced to the family of Refuge. And certainly Lee and Suzanne are a part of the family of Refuge. So we thought, hey, it would be great to have people like you had Lenny and Linda last week. This week we have
Lee and Suzanne.
So hi, guys.
Hi.
All the way from Huntington Beach.
All the way from Huntington Beach. So let's go. First question. How long have you guys been at Refuge?
9 years.
Okay. All right. And what do you guys both do at Refuge as far as involvement?
Both of us are involved in the couples retreat together.
The planning team.
Yeah.
That we missed this year.
Oh, we missed it this year.
I help with the women's ministry. I know.
Planning, event planning.
And just being helping hands.
Like my administrative assistant, pretty much. Tell me what you want me to do. What are we going to do?
Yes.
You're good at like, no.
Let's make a list.
Yeah. Bethany definitely comes home and is like, I'm so thankful for Suzanne. So.
For sure.
Aww.
Yeah.
I also help with the women's luncheon.
Oh, serving.
Here for serving. Yeah, yes. That's a lot of fun.
We always need more guys on that team.
Yeah.
We tried to get our feet wet in some of the other areas, trying to find a good fit. And this is where we landed. We did the couples Bible studies here at the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We really enjoyed that. A surgery got us off track with that. And I used to help with the classrooms and stuff. But right now we feel really at peace where we're called at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did the food ministry.
Yeah, that's right. We did that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as we got there, we're like, what can we sign up and see what, you know, where we need to help and help with our home church because it is our home.
It is a great example of when you come to a new church and some couples get it or some people get it and they just start trying to fill in wherever they can get in there and fill out where's God calling us to be. And some people they miss that. They just kind of come and they feel like, well, nobody asked me. But you weren't those people. You were like, I'll get into whatever we can get into.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes you get in areas I found for myself that I wasn't really called to be when I got to Refuge. Being new there and didn't know anyone, I found a place to go sign up and organize the classrooms. But during the day, by myself, didn't run into nobody, very isolative, and did a great job because I love organizing, but I knew that's not where I needed to be. So everyone at Refuge is so great about when you're like, you know what, I really need to back out of what I just made a commitment for.
Understanding that God leads you in different ways.
Yeah.
So I love hearing people's stories. So how did you guys meet?
We met in 1987.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Where?
You got that date.
My friend.
Do you have that written down, Lee?
1987.
One of my girlfriends that I was going to college with, her boyfriend was Lee's roommate. So that's how
we met. Okay.
So we met in 87, August of 87, and we were married Valentine's Day, 89.
Oh, no way! Okay. You guys got married on Valentine's Day.
Smart. Always got to remember that. That's good. Valentine's Day anniversary.
I'm a coupon shopper. Two birds with one stone.
I love it.
Where did you guys get married?
Vegas with 2,000 other people that day.
That's awesome.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you've been married how long, man?
31 years.
Yes.
31 years. Wow. And what do you guys miss most about being at Refuge?
retreats,
fellowship.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The retreats, being able to hang out with acquaintances, getting to meet new friends. Oh, the retreats, the women's retreats, the couples retreats.
You guys haven't had Refresh for a while either because of that.
Any of the events.
The events. No.
We went to Israel with Pastor Bill, and it's just nice to go to church and you see those same couples that win.
You know.
You guys are there on Wednesday nights.
Yes, we love Wednesday nights.
We love the outside. Yeah. That's great.
It's been good. We're trying to figure out the way to make that more permanent, but we're in the long run.
I was thinking, what are we going to do when it rains?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. Eventually will. So we need to have an answer for that.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a picture or a sign that kind of represents the Hertz family in your house?
Oh, well,
she made one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to see your sign.
Yeah.
I'm a good student.
Oh my goodness.
You have like a family crest.
Wait a second. I got the template off the internet and then erased stuff and modified it. So we've got the American flag. The Christian flag.
Yeah.
The three crosses at Calvary.
Nice.
So. Oh
my gosh.
And then we've got dogs. We love dogs. Our last name is Hers. It means heart in German. So we have in Hebrew, love written out in Ahava. Family time is very important. That's a really poor down there somewhere is two hands, two people holding hands.
Aww.
Family, our church family, and our real family.
Yes.
It's so important to us.
Oh my gosh.
So, and we were married in 1989.
You guys win.
You guys win. I don't know what prizes we'll give away. High fives or.
That's the best.
But you guys
picture.
Win.
Name picture. That was amazing.
That's
we need
awesome.
A family crest. We'll have to get a family crest.
If Sudan like does it, we have to do it.
I think we did something like this at a couples retreat once.
I think you're right.
Oh, I wonder where that is.
What are you guys enjoying doing in this season in your family?
During quarantine.
We visit our kids. Like, we were at Seal Beach yesterday and spending time with family, going to different houses. And
We like to walk.
Do a lot of walking together.
And we know, for me, it's just like whatever we're going to do, you know, in this new day-to-day life and on weekends, sometimes, you know, you're like, have your set things to do. As I know, whatever we're going to be together and family's going to be together and we're slowing down just to take a look around us and be in the moment. So,
I think that's happening to a lot of us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really perspective and a mindset. You can have, you know, your mind go negative and like, make it feel like you're under oppression, or you could be like, we have a lot. We have a lot of freedom. We can go for a walk. We can go for a bike ride. We can go for a picnic. And you know, once you start making a list of all the I cans, and I had to do that early on of I can garden, I can go outside. I mean, I really did. I had to make it that Barney style for me to remind myself I can do a lot.
Yeah.
And then it just became mindset.
Yeah. All those things that when life was the way it was, you
in March,
that you thought like, oh, I wish I had time to do this. I wish I had time to do that. Doing those things now.
Yeah. What's maybe along those same lines, what's something that the Lord's been teaching you guys as a couple or in this season?
God has definitely given us, taught us patience.
Yeah.
Things are not happening like before was you could order something and it'll come right away. Now they're not making stuff as fast or they're not making it at all because there's nobody working. It's just a lot of patience.
Our employees have to wear N95 masks. Because the paint fumes is, you know, harmful. And just trying to get those right now, you know, for the last 4 months.
Can't find them.
Wow.
I'll let you buy like two or three a day, you said?
Yeah, then one box per company for the week.
Yeah.
And then when we had to get more, so we had to call the paint rep and he had to call the paint store and approve it and took days.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a phone call away.
Yeah.
And then for me, in the first few days of shutdown, I immediately just had a sense and a realization how much I put my spiritual growth on the church,
yeah.
Be it the building, be it the pastors, be it you, Jeff, be it, you know, the women's ministry. I just immediately felt a sense of responsibility to my own spiritual growth. And I was just like, a veil was torn. It's like, you should have been doing this all along. This is your responsibility. So, I mean, I felt that within days.
Wow.
So God's really showed me, and I now have a desire and a want to take responsibility and a desire to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not really rely on the church.
Yeah. I was along the same lines of like when women study, I'm like, oh, we're not going through a book. What
I know.
What do I read?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what the Lord wants me to read.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's a good word. Yeah.
Yes. I think we've been echoing some of that same stuff. I think as we talk about these things and people are watching, I feel like they're all relatable.
Yeah.
Patience, having to slow down, being appreciative of the things we can do. I love what you said about that because there's a list of things we can do. And it feels like those things sometimes that we can't do are weighing us down. It's like, well, I really want to, but I can do all these things. And I think ownership too, like you said, ownership of our own walk with the Lord, like in the morning, I think the need, because everything is so crazy, I need that time in the morning now. It's like more than ever before,
right?
Spending time with the Lord. Just good wisdom.
Yeah.
Good wisdom.
Yeah. Speed round?
Speed round.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Favorite movie?
Shrek.
Oh,
you know, we forgot something.
What?
Sorry, go ahead. Shrek.
Shrek for both of you?
What'd you forget?
We forgot to ask, what's the thing that you guys have missed most in the quarantine, the thing that's been shut down that you couldn't wait to get back to,
like a place?
We know
we're Disney fans. We go to Disneyland.
Oh yeah,
Disney. We do a lot of couples nights there. Mm-hmm. And our families have tickets, so they meet. We'll meet there sometimes and eat, and just maybe go on one ride. Yeah.
And what's the other one I'm missing? I am missing
Angel Games.
Angels Games.
Oh,
yes.
Did you watch the last two?
Well, you know what? I kept on trying. Every day I come home, it's like, how do I get a game on TV?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I have those channels.
Yeah. MLB not network. I'm just saying.
All right. Yeah.
Well, favorite movie, Shrek.
Okay. Shrek, is that your favorite too, Lee?
I don't really have a favorite movie. I like comedies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Favorite food?
Ooh, tacos.
I think we know. Yes.
Tacos.
What you're having for dinner tonight.
Tacos.
Right. Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers. Oh, nice. Favorite game?
Ooh, we are game people. We've gone through like phases of the games. Right now, our friends taught us to play a wizard.
Oh,
it's a card game. Yeah. But it's like a box. It's not like just a deck of cards.
Yeah.
But we love board games.
Five Crowns, that we've been hearing a lot of.
Yeah, Five Crowns, everybody's been talking about.
Oh, we'll have to check that one out.
What was the kittens?
Oh, Exploding Kittens.
Oh, yes, I've heard that one.
Pretty good.
It's good. You can get hurt feelings. You can get hurt feelings.
Oh, see, I don't like
She doesn't like competition. That was
I don't like competition. I don't like strategy. I don't like, just like Uno's okay for me. Like,
Can you handle tic-tac-toe?
How about favorite ice cream?
Ooh, pralines and cream.
Rocky Road.
Rocky Road. And do you have a favorite brand, or is it just kind of like any of them?
Any of them.
I like the cheaper stuff.
Yeah.
There you go. Last night, or yesterday at this place called Refuge, I had a lady say, specifically, Thrifty's ice cream right by Pick and Save here in Fountain Valley. She's like, that's the place I'd like to get ice cream.
That's where we move.
So cheap ice cream is good for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. I'll pray for us, and then I'll
thank
close.
You for having us.
Lord, thanks for this time and just a break in our day, just to get to meet some of the Refuge family. And Lee and Suzanne Hertz are certainly that. Thank you so much for their part, being a part of the Refuge family 9 years ago, and Lord, just the vibrancy in life that they bring to Refuge, and the discipleship. And as we talked yesterday or on Sunday about elders and leaders, and Lord, the way that they do that at Refuge, thank you, thank you, thank you for that. And so, Lord, I pray for those that are watching today, Lord, would they be just be encouraged that the Refuge family is here for them and loves them. Lord, and would you just be present in this season of the church? Grow us, strengthen us, encourage us, give us the hope that we need. And I pray for that time spent with you each and every day. May it be vibrant and alive as well. Thanks for this time. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great
Bye,
day.
Everybody.
Bye,
everybody. Bye. Happy Wednesday.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.